This is the Daily Radio Ministry of Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain in Atlanta, Georgia. Pastor Sandy is currently teaching through the book of 1 Corinthians. And now here's Pastor Sandy in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
You can live in Gainesville, Florida, and still be a Georgia football fan. You can consider yourself a Democrat, yet vote for a Republican. You can work at Lowe's and on occasion shop at Home Depot. When this happens, it's odd, it's ironic, it's out of character, but it's possible. And you can be charismatic and filled with the Holy Spirit, yet still be selfish and carnal. Sadly, the Corinthian Christians were living proof. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is that great chapter on supernatural empowerment and spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 14 is the Bible's fullest explanation of the most controversial gifts, prophecy and speaking in tongues and interpretation. And the believers in Corinth seem to excel in both of these matters. But sandwiched in between these two great chapters, chapter 12 and chapter 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 addresses what the Corinthians lacked. They were short on love. At the close of chapter 12, Paul encourages us to desire the best gifts. Spiritual gifts are good. Every believer can benefit from